From Hollywood, almost live, it's Gorgeous, the Gorge.
We might have that wonderful thing happen, like a miracle. And when a man feels like creating, he'll just create.
Welcome to the Head the Gong podcast. This is Bob, and this is about the seventh take I'm doing of this podcast. This is podcast number one, and obviously I am absolutely garbage at doing this. But, you know, how do you get better at something unless you just jump in and give it a shot? So anyway, I just recorded must have been like 15 minutes of stuff, and it was all in just the left channel. I didn't realize I had it hard panned. But that's just the type of mistake you can come to expect and grow to love on this podcast here. So, you know, about sort of what I'm doing here. Well, I started the website Head the Gong in about 2006. I had been living in Carrboro, North Carolina, which is a great town. I was part of a local music scene there, played in a couple of bands, and just really loved it there. But I met someone, fell in love, and, you know, for the sake of the relationship, moved to Lexington, Kentucky, where she was getting her PhD. And at the time, you know, I bought myself a MacBook Pro and a Boss Roland 864 digital 8-track. Started a little blog and was writing songs and then posting them online, sharing them with my friends. I think I actually did a couple of really crappy podcasts back then, too, that are thankfully gone. Anyway, so, you know, that sort of started a little creative musical adventure that I had. And fast forward to now, I mean, I'm living in Las Cruces, New Mexico. My wife got her PhD and got a job here in Las Cruces. And I've been going to graduate school, getting a master's degree in counseling. And that's really taken up a lot of my attention span. This summer, right now, it's May of 2015. So this summer I have off. It's the first summer I've had off in years. And so I'm ready to sort of dive back into some creative stuff. And hopefully this podcast will inspire me to just, I don't know, create, do some interesting things. But it's bound to, like I said, not be brilliant in the beginning. But what can you do? So a couple things I'm up to lately. I actually discovered there is a music scene here in Las Cruces. I didn't really believe that for a while, but you know, on Twitter or Facebook or somewhere, I discovered this guy that plays under the name Alabama Deathwalk. He's a singer-songwriter named Eric Reed, and he's just got a lot of, you know, a lot of soul. Just somebody that I absolutely was digging right away when I listened to his Bandcamp recordings. And so I corresponded with him, bought some music. Eventually, found out that he was playing a show. I went and went to that show and then discovered that this guy's got a bunch of friends, and this sort of network of friends makes up a really cool local music scene here. If you look on the blog, the Head the Gong blog, I did a little write-up on the show that I went to a month or so ago. And I saw Alabama Deathwalk and a bunch of other singer-songwriters, and it was great. So anyway, let me give you a little taste of this Alabama Deathwalk guy. This is a single that he's just released. It's called Plans. It's a full band sort of version of his usual acoustic singer-songwriter thing, but it's pretty cool, so here it is.
I remember whiskey sours in a band I once played in. We were young, we had dreams of making records, getting famous. Yesterday, whoa.
So you might have heard in the background there, there was a female singer singing harmony. This woman's name is K.T. Neely. K.T. and then N-E-E-L-Y. And I also discovered her Bandcamp site, and she's a barista at a local coffee shop I go to. And after seeing her at the show that I went to, the Alabama Death Walk show, she recognized me and we struck up a conversation. And apparently she's dating this Eric Reed, the guy from Alabama Death Walk, and doing a lot of collaborative stuff with him musically. And in her own right, she's just a great songwriter and has a very interesting sound. So I'll give you a little taste of that. This song is called Drown at 92.
Should have known better, but look where I am. I have a new sweetheart once again, but I know it's going to end. I have a few years left of my youth, and hopefully they'll multiply. When I reach 92, I'll be grown up and ready to die. Ooh, 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 ooh. There's no rhyme to my reason. I'm swimming in the deep end now.
So that's, just the kind of singer-songwriter stuff I really like. It's got a lo-fi sound, but is really soulful. So, and there's other interesting groups around here too. And who knows, maybe if I come out of my shell, I could, try to dip my toes into the music scene here a little bit too. I'm not sure. So hopefully via this podcast, I'll get inspired to actually, start writing music and experimenting a little bit on my own. I mean, I've got hundreds of song ideas, tons that I've, thrown together since I've lived here, but I haven't really had the time to develop a lot of my song ideas. So hoping I will do that this summer. I will do it this summer. I'm determined to get that done. I've also, so on this podcast, I might just reflect on any old weird stuff, my life, anything I'm thinking about. Right now I'm in a musical vein. I'm also working on a novel.
How you coming on that novel you're working on? Huh? Got a big stack of papers there? Got a nice little story you're working on there? A big novel you've been working on for 3 years? Huh? Got a compelling protagonist? Yeah, got an obstacle for him to overcome. Yeah? Little story brewing there, working on that for quite some time, huh? Yeah, talking about that 3 years ago. Yeah, been working on that the whole time. Nice little narrative, beginning, middle, and end. Some friends become enemies. Some enemies become friends. Yeah. At the end, your main character is richer for the experience. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got to no. You deserve some time off.
So anyway, yes, I have been working on a novel and for a lot longer than 3 years, more like 15 years. But so I don't know, some of that stuff might come out, some of the writing, some of the music, whatever. So, and we'll see what other weird stuff might happen. And like I said, I'm sure it's going to be absolute crap until I get good at this. I've been listening to some podcasts lately, like the comedian Bill Burr. Also, what's that other guy's name? You got Bill Burr, Mark Maron. Guys that just have gotten good at talking to themselves and being entertaining. So I'll study them, and hopefully I'll pick up some good stuff. So for right now, I guess that's pretty much about all I have. I just wanted to get this rolling and throw something up so that I would stop being paralyzed by putting it off. So I don't really have any new music I'm working on, but I'll play a little cover that I've been enjoying as of late. The musician Daniel Johnston, I'm sure a lot of people have heard of him. He's got some sort of mental disability, schizophrenia or something. But his songs are just, you know, maybe because of his disability, I don't know. He's got this super pure of heart way of approaching songwriting that's, you know, there's just something really to it. There's a lot of soul there. And different folks have covered this particular song. True Love Will Find You in the End, it's called. Beck has covered it. Neutral Milk Hotel. Anyway, so I will play a little bit of that just to come out of my shell and sort of get used to singing into this microphone again. And with that, I will see you next time. We'll see. I might throw something up once a week, once every couple days, whenever I get inspired. So I will see what I can do. So have a great however long this is going to be. Bye.
True love will find you in the end. You'll find out just who was your friend. Don't be sad, I don't give up until true.